Emails, Obama State Department official introduced Christopher Steele to Clinton Foundation tight execs. By Aaron Klein on June 17, 2019. New York, while he was an official at the Obama State Department. Staffer Jonathan M. Weiner facilitated a meeting between anti-Trump dossier author Christopher Steele and the senior director of a firm that did extensive pro bono work for the Clinton Global Initiative. A second introduction was made to an executive from a strategic advisory firm founded by Bill Clinton's first White House chief of staff, who later served as Clinton's counselor. Weiner made the introductions in question and also attempted to facilitate a series of other meetings for Steele utilizing his official State Department email address. As documented by emails obtained in a joint lawsuit by Judicial Watch and the Daily Caller News Foundation. Some of the emails go back to 2014. Making it unlikely the meetings were directly tied to the dossier. However, the exchanges show the depths of Weiner's contacts with Steele and the early associations between Weiner and Steele and individuals tied to the Clintons' orbit. After his name surfaced in news media reports related to probes by House Republicans into the dossier last year, Weiner authored a Washington Post op-ed in which he conceded that while he was working at the State Department, he exchanged documents and information with dossier author Steele. Weiner further acknowledged that while at the State Department, he shared anti-Trump material with Steele passed to him by longtime Clinton confidant Sidney Blumenthal, whom Weiner described as an old friend. Weiner wrote that the material from Blumenthal, which Weiner in turn gave to Steele, originated with Cody Shearer, who is a controversial figure long tied to various Clinton scandals. Steele was commissioned to produce the dossier by the controversial Fusion GPS opposition research firm, which was paid for its anti-Trump work by Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee. The Steele dossier was reportedly utilized by the FBI in part to conduct its probe into Trump over unsubstantiated claims of collusion with Russia. According to House Intelligence Committee documents, the questionable dossier was also used by Obama administration officials to obtain FISA warrants to conduct surveillance on Carter Page, who briefly served as a volunteer foreign policy advisor to Trump's campaign. The political origins of the dossier and issues relating to Steele's credibility as a source were allegedly kept from the FISA court, a House Republican memo documents. One relevant email from November 20, 2014 was sent from Weiner's State Department account to Orion Anand Srai, APCA Worldwide Senior Director and Managing Director for Russia, CIS and Central Asia. Weiner wrote, "Orion, my friend Chris Steele from London is in town and working on Russian matters as always. I thought it might make sense for the two of you to get together if you had any time tomorrow." The email was titled, "Chris Steele, Orbis." Orbis is Steele's business intelligence firm. The exchanges show that a meeting was scheduled between Namsrai and Steele in the D.C. headquarters of APCO Worldwide. "I look forward to seeing him tomorrow at 11 a.m. at APCO, 712th Street," Namsrai wrote to Weiner about seeing Steele. Neither Weiner nor Namsrai immediately returned Breitbart News requests for comment. Weiner himself worked at APCO Worldwide from 2008 to 2013 until he joined the State Department. At APCO, Weiner served as senior vice president. Before that, his bio relates he served under the Bill Clinton administration as the State Department's first deputy assistant secretary for international law enforcement from 1994 to 1999. He returned to the State Department in 2013. As Breitbart News previously reported, from 2007 until 2016, APCO did extensive pro bono work for the Clinton Global Initiative, CGI. A September 10, 2008 press release announced APCO's commitment to CGI. As part of APCO's CGI commitment to action, the consultancy will help other CGI members garner interest for the causes they are addressing, demonstrate their success and highlight the wide-ranging achievements of CGI as a whole. Helping to promote the good works of CGI and its members not only benefits the companies, organizations and individuals who have made a commitment to action, but also brings much-needed attention to pressing issues that these commitments address, stated Marjorie Krauss, founder and executive chairman of APCO Worldwide. "We are honored to be working with CGI and its members in advancing their important mission." In 2014, CGI Chief Executive Officer Robert S. Harrison praised APCO as an invaluable supporter of the Clinton Global Initiative and its members since 2008. Some of the specific work APCO did for CGI while Weiner served at the firm in a senior capacity includes helping CGI members garner interest for the causes they are addressing, demonstrate their success, and highlight the wide-ranging achievements of CGI as a whole. APCO worldwide faced controversy when The Hill reported that paid FBI informant Douglas Campbell, who infiltrated the Russian nuclear business world, claimed to three separate congressional committees in a written statement that Russian firms had hired APCO to influence the Obama administration and specifically Hillary Clinton. Campbell claimed he was told by Russian nuclear executives that there was a connection between APCO's volunteer efforts for the Clintons' charity and work that APCO did for 10X, the U.S. affiliate of Rosatom, Russia's state-owned nuclear company. APCO repeatedly strongly denied those claims. Rosatom later infamously purchased Uranium One, the Canadian uranium mining company with operations in the U.S. The purchase was approved by the Obama administration in a decision that is currently being probed by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Fox News also obtained and reported on Campbell's 10-page statement to the congressional committees. 10X reportedly paid some $3 million to APCO from 2010 to 2011. Circa reported that it saw the contract between 10X and APCO, which stated the total fee is comprised of the fixed quarterly fee, which shall be $750,000 per each of the 4 3-month periods of rendering services hereunder during the validity period of this contract, including the 18% Russian VAT payable in the territory of the Russian Federation. In a previous statement to Breitbart News, APCO Worldwide strongly denied that its work for CGI was related in any way to work the firm did for 10X. The statement added that Weiner had no involvement on any matters related to 10X or the Clinton Global Initiative. In fact, the four senior staff on the 10X project included two former Bush administration officials and a former staff member for a Republican member of the Senate. APCO's pro bono work for the Clinton Global Initiative is a matter of public record as part of our giving commitment reported to the UN Global Compact, the statement continued. This volunteer work began in 2007. 3 years before any discussion with 10X, and continued until 2016, 5 years after the 10X engagement ended. These engagements were unrelated, and any suggestion that they were connected is a deliberate falsehood. APCO's work on each of these projects was transparent, publicly documented, and entirely proper. The company was referring to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, a board that includes the State Department, the Defense Department, and the Justice Department, which in 2010 under the Clinton State Department unanimously approved the Uranium One deal. Campbell claimed that Russian nuclear officials told me at various times that they expected APCO to apply a portion of the $3 million annual lobbying fee it was receiving from the Russians to provide in-kind support for the Clintons' global initiative. The contract called for 4 payments of $750,000 over 12 months. APCO was expected to give assistance free of charge to the Clinton Global Initiative as part of their effort to create a favorable environment to ensure the Obama administration made affirmative decisions on everything from Uranium One to the U.S.-Russia Civilian Nuclear Cooperation Agreement. In a separate statement on the matter to Circa in 2017, APCO Worldwide Incorporated stated APCO was not involved in any aspect of Uranium One. Meanwhile, besides facilitating the meeting between Steele and an APCO executive, Weiner also used his State Department email address in 2015 to introduce Steele to Mark Ginsburg, former ambassador to Morocco under Bill Clinton, who served as APCO Worldwide Senior Vice President from 2002 to 2011. Another email shows Weiner attempting to set up a meeting between Steele and Nelson Cunningham, president of McLarty Associates, a consulting firm co-founded by former Clinton White House chief of staff and later Clinton's counselor, Thomas Mack McLarty. In an email with the subject line "Chris Steele," Weiner wrote to Cunningham, "He was in my office catching up, and it occurred to me there might be value for McLarty Global knowing him and his capabilities in terms of real-time and longer-term analysis of developments in that part of the world." Cunningham replied that he would be happy to meet Chris, but the proposed timing didn't work. It was unclear whether the meeting eventually took place. Weiner, meanwhile, came to APCO in June 2008 after serving as U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for International Law Enforcement. He wrote in his unusual Washington Post op that he rejoined the State Department in 2013 at the insistence of John Kerry. In 2013, I returned to the State Department at the request of Secretary of State John F. Kerry, whom I had previously served as Senate counsel, he wrote. Weiner wrote that in the summer of 2016, Steele told me that he had learned of disturbing information regarding possible ties between Donald Trump, his campaign and senior Russian officials. Weiner says that he met with Steele in September 2016 to discuss details that would later become known as the anti-Trump dossier. Weiner wrote that he prepared a two-page summary of Steele's information and shared it with Nuland, who indicated that, like me, she felt that the Secretary of State needed to be made aware of this material. Besides bringing Steele's dossier information to the State Department, Weiner conceded that he also passed information from Blumenthal to Steele, specifically charges about Trump that originated with Scherer. Weiner described what he claimed was the evolution of his contacts with Blumenthal regarding Scherer's information. In late September, I spoke with an old friend, Sidney Blumenthal, whom I met 30 years ago when I was investigating the Iran-Contra affair for then-Senator Kerry, and Blumenthal was a reporter at the Post. At the time, Russian hacking was at the front and center in the 2016 presidential campaign. The emails of Blumenthal, who had a long association with Bill and Hillary Clinton, had been hacked in 2013 through a Russian server. While talking about that hacking, Blumenthal and I discussed Steele's reports. He showed me notes gathered by a journalist I did not know, Cody Shearer, that alleged the Russians had compromising information on Trump of a sexual and financial nature. What struck me was how some of the material echoed Steele's but appeared to involve different sources. Shearer has numerous close personal and family connections to the Clintons and has reportedly been involved in numerous antics tied to them. National Review previously dubbed Shearer a creepy Clinton confidant and the strangest character in Hillary's vast left-wing conspiracy. In his Washington Post hoped, Weiner does not say whether he knew at the time that he interfaced with Steele that the ex-British spy was working for Fusion GPS, or that Fusion GPS was being paid by the DNC and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign via the Perkins Coie law firm. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Written with research by Joshua Klein.